This week on the Time Bat Show.
No, I only watched half.
What do you mean you only watched half?
Well, I wanted to do the podcast, so I'm not going to, I don't know.
So when I texted you, like, are you ready to do it? You're like, all right, Jumanji.
Yeah, I can shut this off.
See,
matter.
This is... Did you rent it or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I rented it.
How was your waveform on that one?
It looked as normal as it's going to. Right.
Hello and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 77. I'm your host, Time Aces.
And I'm your host, Bat Snacks.
And today's, I think it's 77. I don't even keep track anymore.
I think it's 77.
That's a nice, cool number. That's a nice, yeah. Palindrome number, whatever the hell they call that.
Seven is a lucky number.
Seven is lucky. So 77 is like double lucky.
Yeah.
We celebrate 75th anniversaries, but we don't celebrate 77, you know?
It's because we're stupid.
We're very set in our, like, base five ways. Like, everything has to be, you know, multiples of 5 or 10 or whatever.
Or 25.
It's all 25. It's weird because, like, people celebrate 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, and then they skip 25 years and then do 50, 75, 100, 125, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think they should do 11, 22, 33, 44.
I mean, it's arbitrary anyway.
Yeah.
Might as well. And then the capper, the biggest one, is the 99th year. It's like, oh, 99 years! And then 100's like, whatever. It's just another year.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
How are you doing?
I was thinking about this recently, our base 10 number system.
Mm-hmm.
10 is such an arbitrary number, and I think that it shouldn't be 10, because it's 10, we have very important numbers like, you know, e and pi, mm-hmm, and all of those.
That
they wind up being irrational.
Yeah. They're decimals or irrational.
They're irrational numbers under the base 10 system. Right. I think it would be better to have a base that would make those not irrational numbers.
So base pi possible. Is what you're saying.
Yeah, base pi number system.
Or phi or whatever the hell it's called. You know, 1.68, whatever.
Yeah,
that'd be interesting. I don't know. I think a couple cultures used to have a base 12, I want to say.
I don't know. It seems just as dumb as 10.
No, I think 12 works in a weird way because
the lunar calendar?
Yeah, like something about like astronomy makes sense with base 12.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a reason we have 12 months and stuff like that.
I know computers like base 2.
Mm-hmm.
They also like base 6.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Anyway, how are you doing today, Bass Snacks?
I'm doing good. You need to tell me a funny story about how bad your day was.
Well, you were, before we started the show, you were telling me you watched some movie, like, right before we started.
Oh, yeah. I was watching Jumanji before we started the show.
The new one?
The new Jumanji.
With Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah, and how did you find it?
I like things about it, and I hate things about it.
Did you get through the whole thing?
No, I only watched half.
What do you mean you only watched half?
Well, I wanted to do the podcast, so I'm not going to... I don't know.
So when I texted you, like, are you ready to do it? You're like, all right, Jumanji.
Yeah, I can shut
paused.
This off.
See,
matter.
This is... Did you rent it or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You can still watch it, though. You got, like, a 24 hours or whatever.
Yeah, I rented it.
So once the podcast is over... I love how you said that. Yeah, I rented it on the internet. I rented Jumanji. I rented it.
That's something I did.
I willingly gave money to a service to watch Jumanji with Dwayne Rock Johnson.
On a Thursday.
On Thursday afternoon. It's like, so how's your Thursday going, Bass? It's like, oh, well, I rented Jumanji. It was $3.99 because I needed something to do on a Thursday.
I got it at the Red Box outside of the Winn-Dixie.
Oh, God. Oh, that's funny. So here's the thing about me and movies. If I know I'm about to do something in like an hour or two, I'm not going to put a movie on because I know I'm going to have to pause it in the middle of it.
I mean, same, but it's Jumanji.
Like,
you're like,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
So how, give us your review of the half of Jumanji. I'm assuming you watched the first half of Jumanji.
Yes, I didn't start it midway through.
That would be awesome, though.
Go ahead, though.
All right, like I said, I like things about it, and I hate things about it. Mm-hmm. It seems like a very made-by-committee movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had a room full of 100 people, and it's like...
Yeah.
Should Dwayne The Rock Johnson make a fart joke in this scene?
And yes, and a bunch of, like, old white guys are like, yes, he should.
Yes, he should.
That'd and they have, funny. Like, they have like a gavel. Like, there's the head guy, and he's got, like, a gavel. And he's like, yes, he should.
Yeah. It feels like that kind of movie.
Yeah.
The approach they take to the Jumanji game is that...
It's like a
the Jumanji game, like, manifests this Commodore 64 cartridge that these kids play with... Like on a Commodore 64, and it sucks them into the game.
Right. It doesn't sound like it has anything to do with the original.
It doesn't. It doesn't. Movie. Okay. The only thing that's the same is the board game.
It's a game. Yeah.
Anyway, when they get sucked in the game, they assume like avatars that are different from themselves in real life. Like the nerdy kid becomes Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Wow, good for him.
And like the sexy girl. Becomes like this fat Jack guy, Black. And that's funny because she used to be sexy now,
right?
She's
now she's Jack
guy.
Black or whatever. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotcha. Interesting. Did you ever see Kong the Skull Island or whatever from last
year? Yeah, I really liked that.
You liked that a lot? Okay,
yeah,
I didn't like it that much.
I liked it,
but here's the thing I was gonna say about that is that movie also felt like it was kind of made by committee, kind of thing.
Yeah,
not to its like to it, not to its disservice. Like I think it worked in that sense, but like it felt like they did a lot of things as like, oh, this would be a crowd pleaser, you know?
Yeah.
So when you said Jumanji was made by committee, Kong Skull Island kind of reminds me of made by committee too, because it's like it's got King Kong in it, and there's like a dinosaur in it, and there's a bunch of monsters, and they fight, and it's like, you know, it's like,
and
okay,
it's
we
got
need
Dr. Steve Brule. People love him,
right? We need to check all the boxes of like what we need a summer blockbuster to do, and it's kind of like funny and offbeat. And when I was watching a trailer for Jumanji is obviously more of a comedy than Kong was. But it was checking off those boxes. It seemed like, oh, it's got jokes. It's got like a big, strong white guy in it. You know,
it's
what
got
mean?
Explosions. It's got like, explosions. There's a scene where there's a random scene where everything just starts blowing up
in Jumanji,
and then it stops. Yeah, see, it's like, okay, we checked that box.
We got the explosions. Like, do we need a helicopter?
I don't know. Gotta have a helicopter.
I don't know if Jumanji has a helicopter, but.
No, it has dirt bikes. They
dirt
don't have
I mean, they're interchangeable, really, right? Like, yeah. You got to have one. You open the made-by-committee movie script guide, yeah. And it's like, pick one, helicopter or dirt bikes. You can do both, but you got to do one, at least. So
I've only seen half of it, but there are parts that are funny.
So maybe there's a helicopter in the second half?
I wouldn't describe it as, like, art, though.
As an art film? Yeah, yeah. It's not an art film. Yeah, well, you know.
I think there's not enough movies that... Okay, so, like, movies now, I feel like I watch a lot of these made-by-committee movies, and it doesn't feel like one person's vision, and that's what I want to see.
Feels like it's all over the place.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why I'm not going to knock on Marvel movies, because I like a fair amount of them, but a lot of them do feel like made-by-committee, where it's like...
It doesn't feel like a singular artist's vision.
Yeah. And the ones that I really like the most, like my favorite Marvel movies, my favorite superhero movies, are the ones that have that, like, very clear, interesting, singular vision. And it's not, like, beholden to this whole, like, oh, we got to do this, this, and this, and this in this movie.
I think Hellboy is a really good example of a good superhero movie.
Any Guillermo del Toro movie is very singular vision focused, for better or worse, but for the goodness of that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like that. But anyway, I don't know.
So I watched half of Jumanji.
Speaking of movies, there's a lot of movies coming out right now.
There are, yeah.
I just saw Isle of Dogs, the new Wes Anderson stop motion movie. I don't know if you've heard about this movie.
I have.
It's stop motion, it's got dogs in it, and it's set
George
in Japan.
Clooney.
No, George Clooney's not in it.
Oh, he's not? No. I thought he was one of the voices.
That's it. You're thinking Fantastic Mr. Fox. But anyway, it's about dogs that are, like, banished to, like, an island off the coast of Japan because they all have sickness. And they're trying to, like, escape, basically. And it's a really fun movie. It's got a lot of famous people's voices, like Jeff Goldblum, Edward Norton, Bill Murray. I mean, a lot of famous voices. But it's cool. It's a really funny movie. I would recommend seeing it when it comes out. I don't know if you like Wes Anderson, though.
I do.
He's very... Wes Anderson is my, like, hipster director that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like... I don't like a lot of hipster movies. I think they're annoying and kind of pretentious most of the time.
Yeah.
You know, like those, like, super hipster art kind of films. Yeah. But Wes Anderson is, like, my guilty pleasure with that. Like, I just love his stuff for some reason. I don't know why.
I like Wes Anderson.
I think part of it is Bill Murray, and, like, the humor is really dry and
yeah.
really weird. And it's very character-driven.
Bill Murray is such an amazing actor. I don't think he's ever been in a bad movie.
Speaking of Wes Anderson, I was looking up... I was reading something, and someone was like... Oh, what is the funniest you laughed in a movie? And their response was the exact same as mine, which is, we saw this together, Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, right?
Yeah.
The funniest I've ever, most uncontrollable I've ever laughed in a movie is there's a scene where these pirates take his ship over. And he, like, chews out of his, like, restraints and, like, steals one of the pirates' guns and starts shooting everyone. It's, like, a two-minute scene while, like, Search and Destroy plays. And it's, like, the funniest thing I've ever seen in a movie. I could not...
We saw that in theaters. I'm pretty sure we did. It broke us.
Yeah. I could not stop laughing for, like, the rest of the movie. And it was hilarious. But anyway, I really like Wes Anderson. So Isle of Dogs is good. The other movie that's coming out, you have some strong opinions on this one, is Ready Player One.
I don't have strong opinions.
Yes, that movie's you do. Not.
It's. I don't want to say I have strong opinions because that means it like affected me. Mm-hmm. Like I don't want to acknowledge that I have feelings about that dumb movie.
You just don't want to see it.
It looks really bad.
It does. But here's the thing. Okay. Here's the thing. We both know that Ready Player One, the book, is really dumb. Right. We agree. Like the premise is stupid. It's dumb, it's poorly written, whatever you want to say, right?
And it's really successful, and it was really successful. So much worse.
We both agree on that, right? Like, we're both in agreement. Here's my thing, though. They somehow roped Steven Spielberg into directing this trash heap of a source material, right? And he's doing it, and I'm curious to see what the hell he did with it. Like,
why did he do that?
I don't know. I'm curious to see what he's doing. Like, why did... Like, my curiosity is such that I'm going to see the movie just to see what the hell is going on. You know? Like, he doesn't need any more money, right? Like, the last movie he directed was The Post, which was like a historical, like... you know, drama or whatever, like, and then randomly he's like, I'm doing Ready Player One. It's like big budget, really dumb blockbuster kind of movie. He could have done anything, and he did this one. I'm kind of feeling like, was it like a challenge? Was it like, you know, hey, Steven, this script is really bad. Like, what do you think you can make this a good movie? He's like, I'll see what I can do. I was like, challenge accepted. Like,
I don't know. Like, you know he likes those kind of offbeat sci-fi concepts. Like, he did AI, was actually a good movie.
Sure, offbeat sci-fi concepts. He did AI, he did Minority Report, he did Close Encounters, but, like, he did E.T. Those are all, like, good movies with, like, good scripts. Ready Player One, the premise is not good. Like, it's not good. No. So, like, I'm curious to see what the hell is going to happen with this movie, and then that's why I'm going to see it. Because I need to know. If it's bad, it's good, I need to know. You know what I mean?
What if Steven like wasn't really that involved with the movie? They're just like, hey, can we put your name on it? Like, he's like, sure, whatever.
It's like a reverse Poltergeist kind of situation. Yeah. Have you ever seen Poltergeist? The horror movie with ghosts.
Yes.
So that was directed by Tobe Hooper, but the rumor is that Steven Spielberg directed most of the movie, but they couldn't put his name on it because he was making E.T. at the same time, and like contractually he wasn't allowed to do it. This movie, maybe like he like directed it.
Yeah, maybe he's working on something else right now.
Oh, he's definitely working on something else.
And like they can't put his name on whatever else he's doing.
Mm.
So they just got like Michael Bay or something to do Ready Player One. That seems like it seems like more of a Michael Bay movie.
It does. It's like it looks like a new Transformers is what it looks like.
Yeah, worse though.
But I have to watch it. I need to know if it's good. I just need to know. Maybe I'll come out of there and be like, that was amazing. Like maybe I will. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. You don't know.
I do know.
I hear they changed the script a lot. Like they really rewrote it.
Tracer from Overwatch is in the trailer, okay?
That's how you know how good of a movie it is.
It's not going to be a good movie.
Tracer's in it. But it's Steven Spielberg. He's like the best director ever. And like, yes,
he did make Schindler's List and Jurassic Park in the same year.
And Indiana Jones. Oh yeah, he made those in the same year. Jurassic Park, Indiana Jones, Schindler's List.
He is the guy that did that.
He's amazing. You know? Saving Private Ryan. But like, I have to. I'm so curious to see how it turned out.
Okay. So Sir Patrick Stewart was in the Emoji Movie. He played poop.
That's true. I didn't go see that out of curiosity.
So,
but I feel like, okay, that's a different thing. Patrick Stewart didn't have any creative control over the... Well, maybe he did. I don't know. You know,
that's true. He was just an actor, but
I mean, he could have had creative control. He's still
in it. His voice is in it,
still
though.
In it. But the director has a lot of creative control, especially Steven Spielberg.
Yeah,
I mean, they're going to give him, like, if he wanted to rewrite the whole script, they would let him because who he is. You know what I mean? But I digress. I'm going to see it. Maybe this weekend, maybe not. I don't know. And I will give you a review because I'm really curious to see how this goes. So we'll see.
I can't wait until you like text me mad after you get out of the theater. Like, what was I thinking?
Why did I waste my money on this terrible movie? I hope secretly that like at the end of it, like I don't know whether or not I hate it or love it. Like that will be my ideal.
I think you're going to know.
No, I hope that I'm going to be like, I don't know which is which. That's what I
think you're going to see Tracer from Overwatch.
And then be like, I'm done.
And you're just going to be done.
I'll check out. I'll be like, yeah. No. The trailers even have like the Back to the Future jingle. Have you noticed that? That bothered me a lot.
No, I didn't notice that. Like, it is just pop culture reference, the movie.
You know, like, dun, dun, dun. Dun dun dun, like the little bell kind of thing that they do in Back to the Future. It has that like jingle in the beginning and end of the trailer.
I didn't know that.
I'm just mad. I have to see it. I have to know. It's gonna be bad. All right, what else is on the docket for today? I don't even remember.
I reviewed half of Jumanji. You're gonna go see. That's so funny still. I'm not even going to watch the other half.
You have to watch the other half. You paid for it.
Yeah, sure I did.
You rented it on a Thursday night. You have to watch the rest of it. And then you give us your like second half review next week.
No, I'm probably just going to watch Star Trek, actually.
No, you got to watch the rest of Jumanji. I'm telling you.
Okay. We were also talking about something else before the show started.
Yeah, so I had a bad day today, but like not bad, like... In the moment, it was really bad. Have you ever had, like... So, I'm the kind of person that when I get angry, it kind of... What's the word? It's like a snowball. It just, like, keeps building and building. And then I reach, like, a breaking point, and I'm like, yeah! And I get really mad at the world kind of thing. So, today, I have the day off, as you know. You know, I don't need to explain this thing. So, I'm sitting at home. And I'm thinking to myself, like, what am I going to do today? What am I doing today? So I'm like playing video games, watching TV, you know, the usual stuff. And I was like, oh, I could take my bass in because I play bass guitar, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, I need to get new strings and I'd like to get it serviced a little because it's been like a year since I've done anything to it. You know, it could use some new truss rod adjustments or whatever, you know.
That's a good thing to do.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to take it in somewhere. So I called Guitar Center and they're like, oh, we have like a week wait. And I was like, oh, God, okay. So I call this other small mom and pop shop and they're like, oh, yeah, you can bring it in and we'll get it done in like 2 days. And I was like, perfect, I'll do it right now. So I take it, and I take my guitar, I put it in my backseat, I drive over to this place. I've never been to this place before. Well, in central Austin, the roads are notoriously shitty, like, and confusing, because they were built in, like, 1912 or something, and, like, they just figured out a way to make them work in today's society. So I'm driving on this road called Lamar, and I'm going down, and I'm, you know, using my GPS on my phone, and the thing says, okay, turn right here. And I was like, okay, great, I'll turn right. Turn right, and suddenly I'm in, like, a neighborhood, okay? And it's like, destination is on your left, and I was like, on my left, there's, like, a house on my left. Like, surely that's not where I'm going. So I keep driving, in this neighborhood, hoping that I'll eventually find a street where there's an obvious,
yeah, like, know, a strip mall shop or something.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't see it, and I was like, well, shit. I guess I need to, like, turn around and try this again. But instead of turning around, I'm like, I have an idea. I will turn left in the next... I'll turn right on the next street and then come down and then turn right back onto the road I was just at and come down the whole strip again, you know, like,
yeah,
basically make the same turn I did but slower, hopefully.
Yeah.
So I do that and I'm coming down and before the turn I slow down and I look to the right because there's a strip mall, nothing there. I slow down coming up to the turn and I look to the right again down the road and I don't see anything. And there's another kind of strip of stores, like, right past the road that I'm supposed to be turning down. So I'm like, maybe this is where I need to turn. So I go down and I turn into there. Unfortunately, it's not there. So I was like, well, it has to be on this road, so I have to get back to this road now. Well, in Austin's infinite wisdom, the road I was just on is one way. So I can't turn left and go back to the road. So I have to take a right and... make a U-turn.
Do another loop.
And do another loop. So I take a right, and I start driving down, and the road, like, bisects again. And there's nowhere I can U-turn for, like, 2 miles. So, like, I turn around. I finally get to a place where I can turn around. I turn around, and I start going down. And now there's another stupid thing Austin does where it likes to split off frontage roads into regular roads because the way the highway system works is it doesn't. So... anyway, so there's a left and a right, and I'm supposed to bear right and then take a left, but instead I bear left because I think that the road continues. And this is going to make no sense to people who are listening unless they've been here, but I take I bear left because that's like the main road, and then it becomes the highway just suddenly. And I was like, great. Now I have to turn around again because it doesn't work. So I like have to go like 2 or 3 exits up and like exit off and then take a left around and then drive all the way back down. And by the time I get to this place, by the way, it's been like 20, 30 minutes longer than it should have because I'm like driving in circles around the city of Austin. So anyway, I finally get back to the road that I was supposed to turn on originally. I take a right. It's a neighborhood. I look to my left. There's like this weird house / I don't know how to describe it. This building.
Was it a business?
This gray building. And I was like, maybe this weird gray building is this guitar shop. I turn in there. There's no signs anywhere. I look up. There's a sign. But it's like, it looks like a hurricane and like blew through the... you know, the sign, like there's no sign there. It's just like a husk of a sign. Like there's nothing in there. So it looks abandoned. So I like walk to the door and peek in. Sure enough, there's guitars in there. I'm like, finally I found this place 30 minutes later. Right. So it's like, great. I finally found this place. It's good. So I take my bass. I walk into the store. I say, hi, I'd like to get this restring and get it set up, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, great. Let's check you in. Some guy walks out. He's like, oh, is that your bass? So I was like, yes, I would like to get it restringed, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, do you have a case for it? And I was like, well, I don't have a case, but I have a bag. And he's like, well, do you have the bag on you? And I was like, no, I just brought it in. And he's like, well, I can't take it unless you have a bag.
Why not?
And I was like, what? And he's like, well, I don't want to get it banged up in the process. And I was like, I don't,
what are you doing?
What are you talking? It's my guitar. So he's like, oh, I don't want to get it banged up. Bring a bag and then I'll do it. And I was like, oh my God. So at this point, it's been like an hour and a half since I originally left my house. And I have nothing to show for it. So instead of going home, I drive over to the record shop, which is close by. I spend like $50 there and then I go home. But that was my day. And most of my time in the car, I was screaming at like everything in the world. And one of the things I said really resonated with me and I think the world, which was, I was at home today doing nothing. And I could have remained home doing nothing and it would have been great. But I chose to do something and it screwed everything up. You know,
and you
like
were
ruined,
punished for it.
And it ruined my day and I got punished for it. And I asked myself the question of, why do people do things when they can just do nothing and guarantee... like, success, you know? The minute you do something, you have a chance of failing. And it's, like 90.
It's pretty high.
It's pretty, in my case, it's like 90%. It's gonna fail. So like, why even bother getting out of the getting out of your house? Like, why even bother? Like, I don't get it.
That's a good question. I mean, that's why I just stay home.
I mean, right? Like, for me, it's always like, oh, I'll do this thing, and then I gotta like work up the courage to do it, and then most of the time it fails spectacularly, and I'm like, why did I do this? Like, I could have just stayed home and watched Netflix. But I didn't. I wanted to do something.
No.
No, and I never learned my lesson. I
wanted to go outside and be productive.
Yeah, but no, the world doesn't want that. And I just never learned my lesson. Every time I do something, it fails. And then I'm, some other time later, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do something again. And then, you know, I get bit in the ass. So my question to you is, why do anything when you can just do nothing?
What's the point?
What's the point of any of that? And I don't understand how people are doing things all the time.
Right? I think people fail just like you did most of the time, but they like to like frame it like it was fine.
Oh, like that was worth it.
Yeah, like if you were a normal person, you would have like Instagrammed a picture of the record shop. You would have like fanned out the records you bought and been like, "Look at this successful day I had! I got some records. I went to the music store."
So I would have like, so a normal person would have spun it to be like a success.
Yeah, but in reality, no. They wasted like 3 hours in the car.
They would have justified to themselves to make them feel better about it, is what you're saying. See, I can't do that. I can't fool myself. Like, I know when something is a failure. And I was like, I just spent 3 hours in a car doing nothing, you know? And I got really angry at myself at that point. like, really? I was like, why?
I know how you get to. When you get mad, you get all, like, introspective and just, like, it builds.
It does. And, like, it didn't help. You get
philosophical. Like, what is going on? What am I doing? Like, what is this? What is this earth?
You should have been in the car because, like, you are quoting me verbatim of, like, what happened. I was like, what even is happening right now? Because, like, no one knows how to drive, and, like, everyone's going slow. And, like, if I get to a part of the road that makes no sense, and there's, like, plenty of parts of the road that make no sense in Central Austin, I'm like, who designed this bullshit? Like, who in their right mind thought this would be a good idea? Like, why is this a one-way at this point? Like, I'm not allowed to turn around. Like, no, if you make the wrong turn, well, sucks for you. You gotta drive 5 miles before you can turn around.
That's really funny. It's so funnier if you know you too.
It is. And I get mad and I like curse the world and I just don't like, mostly I just ask why. Like, why is it this way? Why does the world work this way? It makes no sense.
And why does it even work? Like, how can anyone even do
anything? How can people bear it not working? Like, that's my problem. I think other people can just, like, let it go. They're like, oh, this is fucked up. Well, okay, that's fine.
It is what it is.
I'm just like, this is stupid, and I cannot stand for it. Like, I can't
have it.
I won't have it. Anyway, so that was my afternoon. But when I got home, I got really good news, so I kind of cheered up. So it was good.
It
balanced out. But I just want to share that because I need to vent.
There's on my drive to work for the past week now, there's a traffic light. The man who serviced it last time must have just totally screwed it up. Because the light, it's a four-way intersection. All four ways have red lights for 10 minutes at a time.
Yes!
Like, no, it's, like, I'm not exaggerating at all. I timed it. I have to drive through it every day.
Oh, my God, that's the worst.
10 minutes.
You have to wait there. So, basically...
My theory is that he missed a decimal place.
Yeah, he was like, it's supposed to be 10 seconds, and he's like, whoops!
Whoops! It's an extra zero.
Even then, it would be 100 seconds, so it'd be like 1.5.
No, he must have added 2 digits. Yeah.
He's like, well, oh, well, you got to pay me $500 and I'll fix it. Do you guys have like really short green arrows? Some of the green arrows here are like, if you don't go immediately, you're doomed and you have to wait for like 20 minutes again. Yeah. And the worst is when you're behind one person and it turns green arrow and you're like, okay, surely I'll make it. But
the very next person.
But the person in front of you is texting or whatever they're doing. You know, they're playing Angry Birds on their phone, and they don't see the green arrow immediately. And you don't honk immediately because that's rude, right? You wait a little bit before you honk, and then you're like, okay, I need to honk. This guy clearly doesn't know there's an arrow. But by that time, he goes, it's too late. It's already red. And you can't go.
Like, runs the red light, and then you're just stuck at a red light.
Like, You're like, thanks. Thanks, Angry Birds, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Driving makes me so mad. It just makes me mad. And yeah, it's not even people. It's not even people. It's like road design. Like, people are bad,
too. People, too.
People are awful, but, like, most of the time, it's like, why does this road do this? This makes no sense. This makes zero sense.
Yeah.
And my
I drive really paranoid and slow because I've just had too many traumatic accidents, and it's, like, messed with my head, I think.
Yeah. I mean, people, don't get me wrong, are terrible as well.
No, I acknowledge that I'm a terrible driver. I drive, like, 10 miles under the speed limit. I, like, cannot go unless there are no cars.
Also, I can't be rude when driving. Other people will be rude because they need to get somewhere. I can't do that as a person. So if, like, I miss a turn, I just go through. Like, I just, like, well, that's it. You know, I'll figure it out some other time. Someone else misses a turn, they're like, oh, shit. And then they, like, cut everyone off and, you know, slam on their brakes. You know what I mean? Like, I can't do that. Like, I cannot.
And they just, like, shrug. Like, you guys don't understand. Like, this is my favorite way to go, and I need to have it my way.
Like, I can't physically do that. So it compounds for me. Like, I'll make one mistake. We were talking about, like, computers making mistakes on the last episode. I'm like that, right? I'll make one mistake, and then it'll just compound, and I'll get more and more frustrated, and then I'll just keep making mistakes. I'm like, oh, that's bad, that's bad. And then I'll just get so angry, and, ugh, sorry. All right, we're done talking about this. I'm, like, boiling right here, right now. I'm like, ugh, I never want to drive again.
Neither do I. Let's talk about something lighter. You were telling me, I think you learned how blue cheese was made.
So I had the day off today, so I was reading random Wikipedia articles.
That's what you do on your day off.
See, that's the smart thing to do. Don't go out, read Wikipedia all day. So I was reading random Wikipedia. I don't know how I got the blue cheese, but I did. And I was curious because I was like, blue cheese is like, the old wives' tale is like there's mold in there. And I was like, is that true?
Yeah, you can see it.
You can see it because it's blue or whatever. And so I was like, and sure enough, Wikipedia says like, yeah, it's mold. It's harmless mold, but it's mold. And so I was like reading the history of blue cheese. And I'm going to bring up this quote because it's too good not to share. So have you heard of Roquefort? It's a type of blue cheese. You know
what? Sounds familiar.
You got Gorgonzola. You got
Wensleydale.
You got a bunch of cheeses. Yeah, Wensleydale. You got Roquefort, which is also a blue cheese. So, you know, blue cheese. So this is what I wanted to read you because it's so good. Like the way that humans discovered. First of all, the way humans discovered how to make cheese. I have no idea. Makes no sense to me. We've discussed this on the show before.
Yeah.
Because, like, literally doesn't make sense. Why would you leave milk out and, like, let it become mold?
Cheese.
It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. But even further than that, why would you leave cheese out to develop more mold and then eat it? Also makes no sense. But here is the way, according to legend, how Roquefort was made. So this is a verbatim quote. According to legend, Roquefort, a blue cheese, was discovered when a youth eating lunch of bread and ewe's milk, which is sheep's milk, abandoned his meal in a nearby cave after seeing a beautiful girl in the distance. When he returned months later, mold had transformed his cheese into Roquefort and he ate it.
Yeah!
And that's how Roquefort blue cheese was discovered.
You know, it sounds preposterous, but I bet it's a true story.
And then it further goes on to say, blue cheese is believed to have been discovered by accident when cheese is restored at natural temperatures and moisture-controlled caves, which happen to be favorable environments for many cheeses, for varieties of harmless mold. So basically, people, like, stored their cheese in caves, forgot about the cheese, came back, saw the mold. Now, in, like, the 1500s or 1700s or whatever this was, people didn't know the difference between harmless mold and non-harmless mold.
Mm-hmm.
So they just saw that the cheese developed mold. And some guy was just like, I'll take a chance. Like, let's go for it. Let's go for it. And then they're like, oh, this is really good. The moldy cheese. And then there you go. Voila. Blue cheese. I don't know. I don't understand how anyone would eat that. But here we are. I mean, I eat it now because we've proven that it's
good. Yeah, I love it. It tastes great.
I love blue cheese. But if I was a guy in the 17th century or whatever, I would not be the first person to eat it. Let's put it that way.
Like, see, there's a really good chance it'll make you sick and a chance it'll kill you.
But yep.
Let's just give it a shot.
Like, some guy, maybe he was like, maybe he already had, like, a disease or something. Like, he was a leper or something.
He had dysentery.
Like, he was just like, might as well go for it. Like, whatever. Let's just do it. But, like, I would give that, like, 10 years, you know, of people eating it. And then I'd be like, all right, I'll finally try this blue cheese everyone's talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be the first in line to try the new blue cheese. Let's just put it that way.
I might do it.
If it was the 17th century.
I
still want to know how to make cheese, like, really badly. Like, I don't understand.
I don't know how to make cheese.
I'm ashamed to admit that. A while back about cheese.
It
just doesn't make any sense to me. I read, like, the entire Wikipedia on cheese making. Still don't understand what's going on there. Like, there's milk, there's mold, there's some things. Something happens. Some
things.
And then there's cheese. Like, voila. If you understand cheese and can, we would love to have someone on the show, like a professional cheese person, come on and, like, layman's terms explain cheese to us, because I would love that, you know.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
So if you know someone or that person, reach out to us, contact@tinybiteshow.com. Speaking of reaching out, we haven't checked our email in, like, forever.
Do you want to check our email today?
Sure, I do. Do you want to do the honors or do you want me to?
I don't know how to check our email.
Okay, I'll do the honors then.
Here we go. I checked it like 2 years
ago. Get some listeners. We can get some
would you rather questions.
Yeah, get some stuff ready.
Okay. Next, after we check our email, we're going to have a segment called Would You Rather.
I don't see anything.
There's nothing. Anyway, nothing. Would You Rather is a segment where we answer Would You Rather questions.
WasabiCon likes to contact us.
Gosh, they never stop emailing us.
Isn't Goku going to be there this year?
I met Goku. He looks like Howard Stern.
What's the question? I'm ready for the Would You Rathers.
Okay. Would you rather fight an army with a drug dealer or with a nerd?
Ooh. Probably a drug dealer. I feel like they have, like, weapons and stuff, right?
To protect their drugs and stuff.
Yeah, like, I'm sure, like, I'm imagining, like, Scarface, right?
But he's probably, like, not very trustworthy.
He's got, like, a bazooka and, you know, an AK or whatever. Yeah, they're not trustworthy, but at the same time, like, I mean, if it's an army versus you and the drug dealer, you know, he's gonna band together because
that's true.
You have a better chance of survival, you know? What is the nerd gonna do?
He's gonna complain. Ready Player One.
Imagine. So it's either me and a drug dealer or me and you fighting an army, is what you're trying to say.
Basically.
All right, I'll choose you then. We'll go down swinging.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. We'll just. Oh, here's his plan. We go into the war. Is that how they do it? You go into the war? I don't know.
Yeah.
And before you start fighting, you would, you know, approach the general and, like, shake his hand or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that how it works?
Yeah, you gotta shake before you fight.
And then I bring you along, and then we start talking about Ready Player One. And we're like, have you guys seen Ready Player One?
The general's really, like, listen, man, I don't want to see that movie. It looks really bad.
And then we proceed to talk about it for, like, an hour.
Yes.
And we see if we can wear them down. And if we can, then, you know, war's off, war's canceled. Everyone goes to see Ready Player One together.
Just, like, overwhelm them with hot takes
on Ready
cultural references.
There you go, see? Yeah. That's how I win most of my battles.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, next Would You Rather question.
All right.
Would you rather never eat pie and never eat meat or never use another book again?
Oh, man. Never eat pie and meat?
Yeah.
Or never use another book again. I like reading, but I like meat more.
Same.
I like meat and pie more than I like reading. So
me too.
I would choose never use a book again, which is sad because I like books a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like all the really good books that are out there, I've already read, though. Like,
maybe.
I know that sounds really terrible. Unless I learned a different language. And then I'm sure there's plenty of books that I could read. But, I mean, what about audiobooks? Can you still do that?
I think you can still do audiobooks.
Oh, well, then meat.
And,
maybe an iPad
you could use.
Well, then, yeah. I'll swear off books, I'll eat meat pie, and I'll read audiobooks. Yeah. Or I'll listen to audiobooks. can still read Wikipedia and stuff. I'm fine. I'm good. I'm golden.
All right, next would you rather question. Would you rather ride a duck for a whole year or drink of the toilet in summer?
Well, obviously ride a duck, because I'm not drinking out of the toilet.
For a whole year?
For any amount of money. No, I'm not drinking out of the toilet ever. I will never do that, ever in my life.
All right, so I don't think a duck could support my weight.
Well, fine.
The duck would just be crushed, and you'd be there done. For a whole year.
You finished the thing.
No, but you still have to ride it.
So you're riding a dead duck for a year.
I think so, right?
So you... How does it even work? So, okay, you...
It's just attached to your bottom, I guess.
You mount the duck, you crush it, it's dead, and then you have to, like, drag it around as if you're riding it. You know those, like, fake horses that kids play with?
Yeah, the horse on a stick, yeah.
Yeah, it's like that, but a dead duck.
For a whole year.
I would hope it's, like, a big enough duck that you can get a good grip on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
I agree.
I just heard a child. They're probably riding a dead duck right now, too.
I don't think they are. We have ducks, but I don't know. That would be terrible if they did.
Yeah, I would do the duck. Would you do the other one?
I might drink of the toilet in the summer.
Would you clean it first?
No, I wouldn't drink out of a toilet under any circumstances.
So you'd ride a dead duck?
Yeah.
So you agree with me. You were giving me shit about it, and now you agree.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yep, I'm riding a dead duck. I'll be okay. You could just tape it to, like, your butt or whatever.
Just walk around.
Yeah. I mean, people would judge you, but, I mean, people that judge you for having a dead duck taped to your crotch, like, they're not people you want to associate with anyway.
Exactly. They're not worth it anyway.
They're not worth your time. That could be, like, I always talk about, like, things that separate the wheat from the chaff with people. You know, like, long hair... Having weird opinions. This would be a great one, right?
People like that would judge you for riding a dead duck.
Attaching a duck to your, like, scrotum.
I mean, it wasn't your choice.
No. And if people, like, judge you for that... You know,
yeah, I think if you explain to people, listen, it was either this or the toilet.
Yeah. Right? I feel like most people would be like, okay, I see what you're doing.
Yeah, I see what you did.
I would do the same thing, yeah. But the problem is most people aren't going to even ask. They're just going to be like, what a weirdo. Yeah. Pass, you know? What a weird man. You know, they're not.
And that's a shame.
They're not going to even know about the good story of the dead duck and the toilet water.
Anyway, what are you going to do? Do you want to move on to some Reddit questions?
Yeah, you have any good ones today?
So.
I have a dating one. You want to do this one?
Yeah, it's let's not do really that dating, one.
But it's like relationship. Okay, is it okay to buy a chocolate Easter egg to a girl I don't talk to much? So is it okay to buy a chocolate Easter egg for a girl I don't talk to too much?
Yeah,
here's
sure.
the story. Let me finish the story. This is submitted by Cake10000. So there's a girl in college, which I basically talk with every day, but I have social anxiety, join the club, so we're not super close. But recently, it was my birthday, and she bought me a gift. So I was wondering if it's okay for me to buy her a chocolate Easter egg. Without sounding like I like her and stuff. IDK if this is a normal question, but I'm not good with social interactions. LOL, thanks.
Wait, so he doesn't want her to think that he likes her, does he?
I don't know. I think he does, or else he wouldn't be buying chocolate. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Exactly.
And also, she already bought him something. So it's not weird at all, because she's already bought him something.
Yeah.
So if he returns the favor and buys her something, like
that would be
weird.
Normal, actually.
You're just, you know, you're... doing the dance, as they say, as the kids call it these days. You know, you're doing the dance, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, we know so much about the dance.
I don't know anything about the dance. I'm the worst at the dance.
That's the dance, though. If you knew about the dance, this would be it, though, right? Like, this would be the dance.
I know
right?
enough about the dance to know that I can buy the egg. Yeah.
That this is part of it. You would know enough to know that this is part of it, right? This is like step one, step two in the process.
Yeah.
Right? And then now where do you go from here? You get the egg. We'll role play. You be the guy. I'll be the girl.
Okay. I'll be like, hey, I got you this egg. I remember that gift you got me back.
Oh, thank you so much, Cake10000. I love it.
Awesome. And that's it.
Anything else you want to talk to me about?
No, there's nothing else I want to talk to you about. That's where that ends.
And then you never speak again.
And then we never speak again.
I laugh, but...
Well, we don't need to get into that.
We don't need to get into that on this episode.
Oh, God.
I'm so bad, dude. I'm so bad. Like, I know. There are so many moments where I'm like, that's what was happening
it's
there.
It's like afterwards, though.
Yeah, it's always after.
You get, like, that stairway wit thing. You get, like, the realization of something that happened, like, well after it was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happens to me, too, not in that way, but in other circumstances. But, yeah, I'm sure it's real rough with out there in the dating world.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't know, but...
But you're just like, whoops. Anyway, what do English people call English muffins?
I think, do they call them English muffins?
I don't know. I don't know at all.
It wouldn't be right to just call them muffins.
No, do French people call French fries French fries?
Chips. No, that's English.
No, that's English.
Yeah.
English is weird because all the English words are different. Like... It's strange, right? Because, like, everything to do with baking, we've decided in America to, like, take the English words and just, like, twist them around. Have you noticed this?
Yeah.
Because they've got, like, English muffins. Or we've got English muffins, but they call them something else over there. I don't know what they call them. Probably biscuits. Just muffins.
Yeah.
But biscuits are cookies in England.
Oh, that's true.
And here, a cookie is just a cookie, and a biscuit is a specific thing, right? Yeah. So what do British people call an American biscuit? They can't call it a biscuit because that describes a cookie, you know?
They call it I have no idea, actually. That's a good question.
Somewhere along the line, there was, like, a schism. And it was, like, baking terms. Like, we're just going to throw baking out the window and we're going to have English our own people, words.
An English pudding is not what we think of as pudding.
Not at all. Like, not even close.
We don't even have whatever that is that they call pudding.
Like, we've got pudding and you think of, like, Jell-O and chocolate and stuff. Yeah. And English pudding is like, yeah, we got blood and sausage in this pudding. And you're like, what?
That's great.
Where did we get, how did we get here from there? Like, why did, where, how are these things both pudding?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what makes both of these things pudding. Like, one hand you got chocolate and, like, cream. And the other hand you got blood. And sausage. Like, yep. And some puddings aren't even, like, so, like, pudding is, like, a gelatinous kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
In some of them over there, they're not even gelatinous. They're, like, made into, like, sausages.
Yeah, there's also, like, a cake version of pudding.
What?
Yeah, there's a... It's similar to cake. It's like a dessert.
I don't understand at all why it's happening.
It's not pudding, but...
Maybe it is pudding to them. And I just don't know where we went down a different path.
Yeah.
In America. And I don't know how we got off the tracks, but we did. And that's pudding to us. And I don't understand it in any way. But, you know, what are you going to do? Speaking of eating, the next question I have, and then you can get into yours real quick, but what is the reward for eating all the time? Why are overweight people constantly eating food? What is the reward? Is it a chemical reaction that brings pleasure when it is released?
I mean, food is... What is the reward for eating? Part of living.
Of life, right? I agree. This person clearly has not eaten any really good food before.
Ever. Yeah.
Ever. Because I can tell. I agree. It's the best.
Yeah, there's nothing better than eating. No. So overweight people are more logical than
they're smarter
people.
Than everyone.
They're
else.
Smarter, yeah.
They're maximizing their happiness in life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Like, really, if you're not eating a sandwich at any point in your life, there's, like, you could be doing something better, which is eating a sandwich.
You could eat anything better than... Eating anything, most of the time, is better than eating nothing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. Eating, it's great. Once you hit, you know, late 20s, early 30s, you don't really have anything to live for anymore, you know?
Eating.
So you're like... that's what I'm saying. Like, the biggest highlight of your month is like, oh, I'm going to go out to this nice restaurant. Or I'm going to order this food, you know, from Inn or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to eat. Like, people look forward to that.
I'm going to eat two dinners.
Right? Like, it's Friday's coming up. Like, what are you doing? Like, I'm ordering a pizza. Oh, boy. Like, that's my highlight of my week. You know what I mean? Like, people live for that. I know I do. So, this person's probably just young. They don't understand it
yet. They don't get it yet.
They will.
They'll learn.
They'll come around to realize that the only good thing in life is food, basically. I mean, everything else is pretty awful. What do you got for Reddit today?
What image do you currently use on your desktop?
I mean, I have the rotating thing. Yeah.
Oh, you have a rotating? It automatically rotates?
Yeah, it's a bunch of video game things. Let me see what's up right now. I'll minimize all my tabs. Currently, I have Mad Max Fury Road. And nice. On the other side, because I have two monitors, is a cool Metal Gear Solid 3, like, art poster-y kind of thing. Looks like a movie poster.
I have a painting of a mermaid. Okay. I like mermaids.
Oh, this reminds me of, there's this coworker at my office, and he has three monitors.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, his first day, which is, like, over a year ago now, he was like, I have to get some wallpaper that works with three monitors. And I was like, just get one wallpaper and put it on all monitors.
Yeah, have it
like,
duplicate.
He's like, no, I have to get one that, like, stretches across three, like a three-monitor wallpaper. And I'm like, okay, I guess, fine. And so he didn't even care about what the content of the wallpaper. He was just finding one that was fitting the aspect ratio of his three monitors, right?
Yeah.
So what he ended up getting is, like, this wallpaper that has, like, the skeleton guy on it that's in, like, a spacesuit. He looks like the skeleton guy from Billy and Mandy. Have you seen that show on Cartoon Network?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the skeleton dude. He looks like a cartoon character. He's in, like, a spacesuit, and he has, like, a ray gun. And there's, like, three panels for each screen, and one of them is his, like, him shooting, one of them he's in a spaceship, and the other one he's, like, running or something. And it's, like, an extended wallpaper. And the best part of this wallpaper is that it was clearly screen captured from someone else's desktop, because it has, like, you know how you can get the widget that tells you, like, the temperature of your computer and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, embedded in the wallpaper.
Oh, no.
Like, that's just part of it. And so, like, every time I walk over to a screen, I, like, get, like, the biggest laugh out of this wallpaper. And I'm like, why do you have this wallpaper? He's like, it's the only one that would fit. And I'm like, why don't you get one you like that doesn't fit and just put it on all screens? He's like, but it wouldn't fit. And I was like, what are you even talking about?
You should just get a picture of nature or something.
I don't know.
There's a high-res...
It was just the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't even like it. He doesn't even think it's cool. He's just like, it fits, so I'm using it. It's like, what are you doing? Like, I don't know. Some people confuse me.
Yeah.
But it's really funny. So.
You didn't, I mean, different people have different priorities. He needs it to fit. It's important.
I just don't, like, why can't he just use the default one? That one fits, you know? Like, he went out of his way to find one that fits. That he didn't even care about the content of. He was just like, it fits.
Sure,
it has someone else's computer stats in the upper right corner always. But whatever, it's fine. And it's got like the Windows like start menu like in the wallpaper because it's a screen cap. Oh, anyway.
That would drive me crazy. I wouldn't like that. Yeah.
I would die. Anyway. What else we got?
Alright. Here's one about food.
I love food questions.
People who eat food regularly, what is the most underrated condiment?
Eat food regularly,
yeah. Yeah, as opposed to ones that, you know, don't.
I never eat food.
Like the guy in the other question.
Yeah, yeah. Underrated condiment, I don't know. That's tough. I think what I'm going to go for now, because I eat a lot, I have a lot of sandwiches, and I think spicy mustard is really underrated. Like, people don't give spicy mustard enough credit.
Spicy mustard is good.
Really good. Like, spicy or, like, Dijon. Like, either or. I love it. You don't see it a lot.
I was going to say onions.
That's not a condiment?
It sort of is. You can get it, on the side in some places.
If onions is a condiment, then I'm 100%.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, sauce-based condiment. I went to Whataburger today, and you can add grilled onions to any burger, and I do it every time, and it just makes everything so much better.
Was that after your car escapade?
No, that was before.
Oh, it was before, okay. I was going to say, if like you had a really bad day, and you're like, I'm going to go to Whataburger, they have those onions that make me happy no matter what.
I do that. It was funny, because I was unemployed like a couple years ago, and I had like a long stretch where I was unemployed, like 6 months or something, and I did nothing for, a while, as you do when you're unemployed, and I watch TV or whatever. But every week on Tuesday, I went to Whataburger, and we were talking about how food is the highlight of your week. It was like what I looked forward to every single week. I was like, well, at least I got Whataburger. You know, like, at least I got this. I'm going out for Whataburger or whatever. So it, like, kept me going, which is retarded, but...
No, it's good.
Yeah, well, that's what I have to say about that.
All right. People... All right, this is... We're going to get gross. People who good. Miss the toilet bowl when you poop God. In public. What's going on?
I don't even know, and I don't even know where to begin with this.
Because I've seen this in the wild.
I've seen it too, and I've left immediately. I found another bathroom to go.
Yeah.
I don't go in.
How do you bathrooms. Miss that badly?
I don't. Okay, this is the only thing I think of, okay? Okay, this is going to be. This is a gross question. It's fine. Have you ever really, really had to go?
God, they just like.
Hold on. I'm not done my thoughts.
That's all I needed to hear.
So you really have to go. You're like, run into the bathroom. You like, you're about to explode, okay? You're running to the bathroom. You get into the stall. You do your thing. You're about to sit down, but you don't quite make it all the way, you know?
No, I don't know.
I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. So, like, you're like a hair of a second off, you know? You like, you mistime it, you know, just so.
That's because never happened.
Because you need to go so happen. Bad.
No.
Because you're like, okay, I'm almost on the toilet. I can release now.
But
right?
You already made it. Like,
but you have to go so bad that 1 second is worth the risk, maybe? And then you're like, okay, I'm going to just go now. Because I'll probably get it in. And then you don't, you know.
Oh, but then it's like everywhere.
I mean, I know,
what
but this is like
after that. Like,
I don't know.
You just die. That's what happens.
You walk away, I guess. I don't know. That's what terrible. Do you do? So, if this happened to me, I would wait till everyone leaves the bathroom, and then I'd like sneak out. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Same.
Actually, I would leave that stall when everyone's there. Okay, mm-hmm. And then. I wouldn't walk out because if someone walked in at the same time, they would know it was me. So I'd leave that stall. I would go into another stall, and then I would sit there. And then when someone else comes in, I would flush that stall and walk out. So then it looks like I'm completely in the clear here. It sounds like I've thought about this before.
No, it's
this has never
plan.
Happened to me before. But if it did, that's what I would do. Because that's like, yeah, that's like something... That's like a death by embarrassment thing.
Yeah.
Right there. What?
Like, right as you're walking out, just someone walks in and just sees the whole scene.
And then you have to, like, look them in the eye, right?
And then you're just gonna be like, yep.
And in that moment, if, like, you meet eye to eye, they're, like, looking into your soul.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're,
they've
like, seen you at your weakest.
They're acknowledging your humanity right there. They're yeah. like, you are weak.
You are weak.
You are a weak human, and you do not deserve to walk on this earth, you know? And you're like, I know. I'm aware of that. Like, I'm aware. And then you just hang your head and walk away. And then you go to Whataburger because you need to have a good day.
You need those grilled onions as a pick-me-up.
And then you gotta go to the bathroom again. Oh God! Do you want to get into some trivia?
Sure.
Okay, I have some good questions for you today.
Nice.
It's trivia time.
Trivia time.
And back snacks. Do 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 do. Welcome to trivia. You have 3 different categories today. Your categories are history, geography, and animal. Your lifelines are. You can choose 3. 5-second Google, 10-second Bing, 30-second Yahoo, 40-second Ask, 50-50 Monty Hall, Phone a Friend, Ask Mirando, and Rhyme Time. What 3 ones would you like?
I'm going to choose 10-second Bing.
Okay.
Haven't chosen that one in a while.
We've like never chosen that one before.
And Monty Hall and 50-50.
Just Bing it. Monty Hall, 50-50. Okay. Hey, really going with the power ones, huh?
Yeah. All right, those are the 3 that I like.
That's true. Are you ready? For your first question.
Yes.
Okay. Your first question is history. In 1893, which country became the first to give women the right to vote? Was it A, Great Britain, B, China, C, New Zealand, or D, Sweden?
I was hoping you'd put the U.S. in there so that I'd have a free one.
Nope. The U.S. was not the first country to give women the right to.
No, it was like 100 years later, actually.
It wasn't quite that long, but it was about that long. It was like 30, I think it was 1926 or something, so it was like 30-something years later.
All right. Great Britain, New Zealand, Sweden, and China, was it?
Great Britain, China, New Zealand, Sweden.
All right.
1920 is when the U.S. did it. So it's like and 27 years.
What country was this? What year, rather?
1893. Great Britain, China, New Zealand, or Sweden?
Well, I feel like Sweden and New Zealand are pretty progressive.
Yeah. Just in general?
Yeah. I don't think it was Great Britain.
Oh, yeah? Why not?
I don't know. I actually have no idea what the answer is.
You're like, I don't think it was that. For all our Great Britain listeners, you know, you don't have faith in their country.
No, I don't.
I mean, you don't have faith in the United States either, so to be fair.
I'm going to bing this one, but I think my guess would be probably Sweden? Question mark.
Guess is Sweden? Okay.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
Your tentative guess.
All right, I'm going to bing.com.
Just bing it.
Oh, that's okay. What I'm going to do.
Just bing it, okay? Bing it right now.
This is the worst website.
I need to get the timer. Oh, we're doing like super Microsoft products today, okay?
Oh, you got
like,
the Microsoft timer. You're using
timer. Bing. I'm using the Microsoft timer. We're just going to see how both of these work. It's like we're doing an ad for Microsoft right now. Sponsored by Ready Player One. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, bing it.
First country to women vote. That's not a sentence so well.
Bing will probably figure it out. Maybe. Let's not Google, though.
All right, the little blurb. The blurb says, the year in which women's suffrage was granted, organized by year. New Zealand was the first country to allow women to vote in 1893. So I'm going to trust infoplease.com.
Ooh, that sounds legit.
And sound. Say New Zealand, finally.
It's like the poor man's Wikipedia. Info, please. New Zealand is correct.
Nice.
Good job.
I wonder how much they got that domain for, Info Please.
Info Please? Like, what? Is it a real website? I'm going to Google
it. It's a real website.
I don't understand Info Please. Is it just, that's just what it's called, Info Please.
.com.
An online encyclopedia. Okay, so it's like cheap Wikipedia. It's like poor man's Wikipedia.
Yeah, it's like Ask Jeeves.
Wikipedia.
Yeah.
The top 10 archive. Also, this site looks like it's out of like 1998, like the format or whatever.
Yeah.
Most livable countries. Norway. Huh. Info, please.
Our new lifeline.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I like this better than Wikipedia. Because Wikipedia knows all the things.
Yeah.
You know. I'm going to put this down. New lifeline.
Info, please.
Then, so you go to Info, please, and then you type in the Info, please thing. You're like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
I'm
going to
do a quick
Info
search.
Please
Women's
knows what you want.
Vote.
I just did the same thing.
Country.
Oh, no. The search is really
Oh, this
bad.
Is terrible.
This is perfect for a lifeline, though.
Yeah.
Because you have to, like, navigate the bad format of Info, please.
Yeah.
Like, it just gave me a list of articles that are similar to the, like, women's suffrage movement.
Yeah,
you
and you have to
this?
Click on the article. It doesn't
yeah.
tell you, like, in
you have
the
to click word. On the search and then the article. And it's like, where do I even find...
And there are video ads with sound
like, what?
Everywhere.
I don't even know where to even find this. This would need to be a 60-second. Like, this is 60-second.
Yeah, you need a minute.
You need, like, a good minute, a hot minute for this one. I'm excited for this. Do you want to change one of your lifelines to Info, please, right now, or do you just want to continue with
it? Let's continue. I'll give you the honor of being the first.
Oh, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yes.
Oh, the video ads are real bad.
They're
bad,
yeah.
It's talking to me. All right. Your next question is geography. What U.S. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This question. What U.S. state has the longest official name? Is it A? I'm going to give you the whole state's official name. Is it A, the state of New Jersey and Princeton Townships?
Oh, it's like their name.
Yeah. Is it B, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts upon Howell Favor Municipality? Is it C, the state of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations? Or is it D, the state of Louisiana and the Orleans Parishes?
Okay, did you make up three of these?
I did.
Awesome. Okay.
So one of these is the real name of the state. Okay. And the other three are just made up.
Let's hear all four again.
Okay. The state of New Jersey and Princeton Townships, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts upon Howell Favor Municipality.
What?
Do you want me to repeat
that one, please?
The Commonwealth of Massachusetts upon Howell Favor Municipality.
Howell Favor Municipalities?
Yes. The state of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations, or the state of Louisiana and Orleans Parishes.
I don't think that Massachusetts one is real. There's too many, like, state words in there. Like, they can't use that many. It's like Commonwealth Municipalities. You can't have both of those words in the name.
Can you, though? The Commonwealth of Massachusetts upon Howell Favor Municipality.
No, that isn't real. I'm going to Monty Hall and lock in that one. And if it's that, then I just...
You give up?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's either the Commonwealth of Massachusetts upon Howell Favor Municipality. Or C, state of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations.
I thought it was Louisiana.
Maybe it's Massachusetts.
I don't think it is. It can't
be.
You
don't know. Maybe it is.
It's Rhode Island and...
Upon?
What's
state of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations.
I'm going to go with the state of Rhode Island.
Or the Commonwealth of Massachusetts upon Howell Favor Municipality.
That isn't it.
So what are you doing?
I'm going to do Rhode Island.
Is that your... You mean... you need to say the full thing.
I don't even remember
state
it.
State of Rhode Island. Okay. State of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations. Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
That is correct.
Nice.
Good job. It wasn't the Commonwealth of Massachusetts upon Howell Favor Municipality.
I don't even know where I came up with that.
I think, like...
If it was, like, half as long as... Is that like, then I
like I just like I looked up something in Massachusetts and I noticed that they call stuff Commonwealths.
Mm-hmm.
Like they don't call it the state of Massachusetts. The official name is the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't remember where I was looking up so other stuff, but there was some state that had like a pawn in its name. And then I just picked words that were like
state sounding
near the page. Yeah. And somehow I added Howell, Favor, and Municipality together. And I was like, all right, there we go. That's it.
That was my favorite name.
I don't know. It's just words. It's Commonwealth of Massachusetts and then words that mean nothing. Are you ready for your last and final question?
Yes.
Are your categories animal? What is a baby turkey called? Is it A, a poult? Is it B, a bisbee? C, a lilin? Or D, a pup?
I actually know the answer to this.
You do?
Yeah. What were the answers again?
Is it a poult, a bisbee, a lilin, or a pup?
I like bisbee the best, but it's a poult.
How do you know this?
I don't know. I just know things about turkeys. Okay, no, there's a real reason I know this. In Dwarf Fortress, there are turkeys.
This is very specific.
The baby turkey in Dwarf Fortress is called a poult.
Wow.
And in Dwarf Fortress, turkeys are the best way to get leather.
What?
I know. Turkeys don't have leather in real life, but in Dwarf Fortress, they produce leather.
So they're leathery turkeys in Dwarf Fortress. They're like, they have the hide of a cow.
Yes. And feathers.
And feathers. That would be a scary hybrid animal.
Yeah, it would.
We'll come back to that. So, poult is your final answer?
Yes.
Poult is correct. You got 3 for 3.
Nice.
Good job.
Thank you.
A cow and a turkey combined would be the most frightening animal I can think of.
Because cows are pretty docile, but turkeys
are very aggressive.
Yes.
So, do you think the cow would have, like, a turkey face? Or it'd be, like, a turkey with a cow body? You know?
A cow with a turkey face would be the one.
I think it'd be a cow with a turkey
face. The scariest animal.
Like, it's got the gobbler. You know,
It has a beak.
What if it was like a bull and a turkey?
His horns.
Like it's got some horns on there too. It's got like a bull body.
Does it have it's two legs horns. Or four legs?
No, I think it would have, well, ooh.
Like it's half of a bull's body on two legs. And a turkey head is what I'm imagining.
So the front of it is like a turkey, like a full turkey.
Yeah.
Okay. And then like attached to the back is half of a cow.
Okay, so it's like a centaur.
Yes.
But with a turkey.
But with a turkey. Well, is it like a centaur? No, because a centaur has four horse legs.
Okay.
This would only have two turkey legs and two cow legs. So it's kind of like off balance a little.
It wouldn't be able to stand on its turkey legs.
Well, it would like...
They're muscular turkey
legs. It would be at an angle a little bit, you know?
Okay.
When you saw it, like the look in its eye would probably be something along the lines of, kill me now. You know? Yes. Like, put me out of my misery.
I am an abomination. Please end me.
But because of that, like, if you didn't kill it, it would probably want you to die. You know, yeah. It would want to kill you. So I can imagine it gobbling at you, you know, and charging you
yeah.
with its little turkey legs, you know. That would be an interesting rodeo to go to.
That would be a very sad rodeo. I would feel depressed if I saw a man riding on that creature.
It's like bucking them off and like gobbling everywhere. Gobble, gobble, gobble. You know?
It flings them off and just like starts pecking them.
Yeah. It like wants to die. Like the rodeo clowns, you know, they try to distract the thing.
Yes.
It like charges, it like tries to kill them so that like someone can kill it. Like it wants to go.
Yeah.
Like it's got no reason to live. Like a bull, you know, it'll like, if someone's aggressive enough to it, it'll back off.
Mm-hmm.
This thing has no reason to do that. Because exactly. it wants death. And it wants a swift death. So it's just going to...
Charges with wild abandon.
It's going to go crazy. This would be like the main event at a rodeo. You do like the regular bulls, right? You do like the lasso thing. And then the really dangerous one. Only like the star rodeo.
We got us a cow turkey.
A turkey cow. A turkow. Or a cow turk.
Old Jim Bob at the farm found a way to mate a turkey and a cow.
And boy howdy, is it good. Welcome to Big Joe's Rodeo Extravaganza. Your main event tonight is our star rodeoian, Jimmy... West Gate and riding of the turkey.
I feel like the cow turkey's name, they should name it Faust.
Why? Oh, why?
Because it's like a horror nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a good name for a cow turkey.
That would be. It's like really sad all the time.
Yeah.
Like it's depressed all the time. And they like, it tries to kill people, but like they can't kill it. Like, the rodeo people don't want to kill it because it's, like, their star performer. Yeah. So, like, it tries to kill all the cowboys because it's like, if I get them, they'll put me down, right?
Yeah.
If I get them, they'll put me down finally. But the rodeo doesn't want it because it's their main event.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's coming from all over the world to see the cow turkey. And they can't kill it.
So I would feel really sad if I saw that.
Yeah. And then like, one of the guys, like, one of the ranch hands, like, Smitty. He like developed a bond with it, and he like he plans on it. Like
he kills the cow turkey because that's what the cow turkey wants.
This is like The Shape of Water. He falls in love with it.
And then... has sex with it. I don't know.
Oh no!
I mean, it's a ranch.
Well, like, oh, the government gets wind of it, and they're like, we need, you know, the bad guy from The Shape of Water, he's like, we need to get a hold of this cow turkey before the red communists do. We need to research it and figure out if we can use it as a weapon. So they take it in their, like, warehouse facility, and they start doing experiments on it. And then one of the ranch hands who developed a bond with the turkey,
Smitty, yeah.
He gets a job at the secret facility as like
a cleaning lady. Person.
And then him and his like neighbor, they plan a break-in and they rescue the cow turkey.
Yeah, him and his neighbor Joe Beth.
Right. And then yeah, and then they, you know, escape. And I don't need to spoil the rest of Shape of Water, but you know the plot.
Yeah.
It's basically that.
There are some intimate moments.
Yeah, you know, they do the deed in the apartment. They need, instead of like filling it with water, they like fill it with like like hay.
I was gonna say like bird seed or hay or...
Oh god.
Oh, that's gross.
This is so disturbing. Do we have one last Reddit before we sign
off? I have a quick one we can sign off
with. Okay, let's do it.
Alright. Most of the seven dwarfs are named for their worst quality.
Oh god.
What's your dwarf name?
Oh man, that's a great question. Cause it's like you got like grumpy and like sleepy.
I think I'd be lazy.
Yeah, is that a dwarf already? No?
No, I don't think it is.
If I was a dwarf that existed, I would be grumpy. You know what I mean? But if I was a new dwarf, I would be, I don't know, maybe late. Yeah, lazy is a good one. Is sad? Yeah, sad.
Is there a sad dwarf? I don't remember.
I don't know. Let's Google it. That's so sad.
Because I would be the sad. Sad.
Is there a sad dwarf? Because I would be the sad
depress-y.
One. Depressy the dwarf. Oh, that's so sad. Oh god. They're named different in every adaptation. Wow, that's nuts. I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Where
grumpy,
are they?
Happy, sleepy, dopey, bashful, sneezy.
Sneezy?
Sneezy. That's not an emotion.
So, Doc, sleepy, sneezy, bashful, grumpy, happy, and dopey. So there's no sad dwarf.
Yeah, I'd be the sad one.
I'd be the sad one. One of these guys looks sad.
That's probably sleepy.
The one that's crying. Tear jerker. I don't know who that is.
That must be a different... That's not the Disney edition.
There's dopey.
Yeah, dopey's the funny one.
Bashful, which is like the shy one. Grumpy, happy, dopey, sleepy. I would, if out of the ones that exist, I'd be grumpy. But if we are creating a new one, I'd be depressy.
Depressy the dwarf.
I love it. Who's our sponsor today, Beth? Next.
Our sponsor today is...
Is it Info Please? Is that what we got?
Oh, yeah. Let's do InfoPlease.com.
Info Please is our sponsor today. See, when you need info...
You go to Info Please, and you know what? It's not like Wikipedia, where all of these hooligans can change the articles and, you know...
Only John Smith, the owner of Info Please, has authority to change. Wouldn't that be an amazing site? It's like Wikipedia, but like only one guy can edit it.
Yeah.
And like if something new happens, like he has to just like, you have to wait for him to update it. Yeah,
it's not a democracy. It's a dictatorship.
He's just like, I own Info Please. I do what I please. At Info Please. The tagline of Info Please. When you need info, just say please.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Did I just blow your mind
that's
or what?
Super good.
Yeah, I know. That's been episode 77 of the Time Bet Show. I've been Ty Maces.
And I have been Bat Snacks.
Remember, when you're feeling kind of dopey...
Don't be mopey.
Ooh, good one. Drive safe, everyone.
I found a rhyme you didn't think I would. Nice. Drive safe, everybody.
No, I didn't. Drive safe, everyone. Have a good one. Good night.